Jerry of the Circus. For Jerry of the Circus.
Well, why don't you go out in front, Jerry?
But, Bumps, I want to watch from here tonight.
Well, you won't see much of the show. The pad room is a pretty busy place.
Pad room?
That's what we call this tent. The performers always wait here until it's time for their act.
Oh, kind of a waiting room, huh?
Yeah, that's it. And when we have a quick costume change to make, well, we do it right here.
Well, if I'm not in the way.
Oh, you can stay here if you want to, Jerry.
Aw, gee, just to see y'all going out and hear the music and be close to the animals and all that.
Dig your toes into the old sawdust, eh? Gets into your blood, doesn't it, Jerry?
How do you know?
Say, listen, Jerry, what do you think I followed this crazy business for? Money? Say, I could make twice as much in vaudeville or a show in New York and live like decent folks.
Aw, but then you wouldn't have the animals and the traveling.
And smells and the sleeping every night on a lumpy bed and sometimes no bed at all, huh? Yeah. But, Jerry, I wouldn't give up this life for the grandest bed in the world.
They're coming in now. Look at them scramble for the front seat.
Yeah, it looks nice and clean now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It won't last long.
Aw, Bump, I wish I really belonged.
Oh, you think you belong soon enough. Wait till your arms ache from lugging heavy pails of water, and you don't have time to catch the show for weeks, maybe months.
The band's going in.
Yeah. Oh, hello there, Jim.
Hi, Bump. Looks like a red one tonight.
I guess so. Mr. Randall said the midway was packed. Here, now watch the dog there, Jim.
Oh, he's all right. Always stays right by my feet. Gee, I wish someday I could do traps in the band.
You want to double in brass already, huh? Well, maybe Slim will teach you one of these days.
Oh, who's that beautiful girl?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that little dark-haired girl.
Yeah.
She is pretty, isn't she? Now, that's Patsy.
What does she do?
Why, she's the youngest trapeze artist being starred in the business today. Great future, that little girl.
She's got the prettiest eyes.
Yeah, she's a mighty nice girl, too. Well, there it goes. The parade will be starting. Now, remember to keep out from underfoot, Jerry.
Sure, I will.
Yeah, I gotta do my walk around on the head of the pageant. Well, so long, boy.
So long, Bump. Aw, gee, Rags, isn't this swell? Rags, where are you?
If you're looking for that dog, you follow Bumps into the ring.
No, not into the main tent.
That's where he went.
Oh, gee, what'll I do?
I thought it was a new act Bumps was putting on. The dog crept along behind Bumps just as quiet.
No.
Bumps, let's look through the shop.
Oh, gee.
Can you beat that?
A little mutt. Rags, come here. Gee, Bumps is trying to send him back.
Look at him. As soon as Bumps turns around, the dog sneaks back after him on his tummy. Where did he ever learn to sit on a foot and hang on like that? Bumps. Every time Bumps kicks him off, he does a complete somersault and gets back on Bumps' big shoes again.
Do that with Dad all the time.
Here comes Bumps now. Quick, as soon as he pushes the dog through the curtain, grab him.
Okay, I'll get him. Golly, Reg sure likes them all. Oh, gee, do you think we'll get fired?
Here he comes now. Quick, Reg, jump. Say, that's not a dog. It's a kangaroo. When did he ever learn to jump like that? He flew through that curtain like a shot out of a cannon.
Reg, you little mutt, you. Quiet, Golly. Gee, Reg, why'd you do it?
Oh, the cute thing putting his paw over his eyes. Who's he been naughty?
I should think you would be ashamed. You're a bad, bad dog.
Oh, poor thing. He's begging you to forgive him.
He'd better. Want us both to get fired, don't you, Rat?
He's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, peeking behind your paw. Think we can't see you, huh?
What did he learn to hide his head like that?
Oh, that's nothing. He knows a barrel of tricks. Well, come on, Rags. I guess we'd better get back to the tent.
I'll walk along with you for a ways. I don't go on for a while. Kind of like that dog of yours, don't you?
Kinda. Say, this is all I got.
Your name's Jerry, isn't it?
How do you know?
Well, Bums was telling me about you tonight in the mess tent.
Your name's Patsy, isn't it?
How'd you know?
Bums was telling me about you tonight in the tent room.
You know, your dad was a good friend of my father's. Your name's Dugan, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've often heard Papa talk about Danny Dugan.
Danny Dugan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not my dad, but I've got an uncle by the name of Danny Dugan.
Oh, he was a big game hunter, wasn't he?
Yeah, one of the best. Say, he got wild animals for pretty near all the circuses.
I know. Father used to talk about what a wonderful marksman he was.
Before Dad died, he was trying to locate Uncle Dan.
Locate?
Yeah. He disappeared about 5 years ago, and nobody's ever heard of him since.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Well, maybe my father has. All right, and see. I know he knew Danny Dugan awfully well.
Gee, you will?
Mm-hmm.
That's well. You know, Uncle Dan's the only relative I've got. Rags, get away from that entrance. Want to get stepped on by an elephant?
Well, I guess I'd better get back to the pad room. See you later, Jerry.
So long. Come on, Rags. Well, Rags, old scout, think you're going to like this circus life? All right. I'm talking to you. I want to know how you like circus life. Well, that's better. But let me tell you one thing. You won't stay long if you pull any more monkey shines like you did tonight. Go on in, Rags. I'm following you.
Hello there, pup. Well, aren't you a friendly little thing? Where on earth did you come from? Well, a boy, too.
Hello.
Does the boy go with the dog?
He sure does.
You're not looking for a nice new master for this animal, are you?
I should say not.
Well, that's a pity. I'd like to adopt him.
Yes, you'd have to adopt me, too, mister.
Well, I might manage the dog, but... I don't know if I could smuggle a boy along, too.
Yeah, I am pretty big.
My name's Deckard. What's your name, son?
Jerry. Something wrong?
No. Why?
You look so funny.
Did I? Sorry. Jerry. Jerry. Nice name, Jerry.
The dog's my buddy. His name's Rags.
Rags? Well... Rags, old boy, give me your paw. Good. He's got nice manners, too, Jerry.
Sure. I trained him.
You did? Well, it looks like you did a good job.
Uh-huh. Well, Dad helped me.
Oh, of course. That's what dads are for. You live in this town?
Not anymore.
No?
No, I'm joining the circus.
Oh, you don't say. Does Mr. Randall know about it?
He sure does. He hired me.
Oh, well... Then I guess I won't have to smuggle you and Rags along after all, huh?
You see, Dad was a friend of Mr. Randall's. And...
Oh, well, so your dad's coming too. Well, that's...
No, Dad died just last week.
Oh, I'm sorry, son.
He left me a letter for Mr. Randall and, well,
yes, that's fine. Well, Jerry, it'll be mighty nice having you along this season.
Yeah.
Sure. And you too, Rags. Sir, I certainly didn't mean to leave you out. Kind of sensitive, that dog, huh, Jerry?
He sure is. Lots more than folks.
Than some folks.
Oh, sure, I didn't mean you.
I wonder why you and I like animals so much, Jerry.
Because they like us, I expect.
Of course. They just think we can't do anything wrong.
We're always tops with them, aren't we?
You betcha.
And even after we've had to score them, they'll come up for a pat or a kind word.
Pretty real kind of love, isn't it, Jerry? But I didn't mean exactly that.
What did you mean?
You know, Jerry, I like even the wildest and most dangerous animals we have in this circus.
Gee, do you? I'm crazy about wild animals myself.
I don't know why, but I'm never afraid of them. Not a bit.
Me neither.
Have you ever been around wild animals before, Jerry?
No, but still, I just know I wouldn't be afraid.
That's the ticket, son. The minute they know you're afraid, well, you're done for.
Can they tell?
Sure they can.
Gee.
Why, it's like an instinct. Just like we smell things, they sense the fear.
Golly, almost like mind reading, isn't it?
Well, I never thought of it like that, but maybe you're right, Jerry.
Checker!
Yes, Lorenz?
Bring those knives and hurry up. Our act goes on next.
Coming. I am absent-minded. Sorry, Sonny. I gotta run along. I'll see you later. Bye, pup.
Bye.
Wait a minute, Lorenz. I'll walk over the main tent with you.
Daydreaming again, I suppose. Got the knives?
Here they are.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, that little freckle-faced boy that's sharing the wagon with us. He's a cute kid.
Cute nothing. And after that nasty dog of his, he snapped at me and bit my wrist this afternoon.
Why, that's funny. He seemed friendly enough to me.
You think? If that car dog was snooping around my prop box, and I will not take that from anybody. I pushed him off, and he leaped at me, snarling. I never did like dogs. And I'm not going to have a vicious animal hanging around any wagon I pass in.
Oh, but Lorenz...
I got it all fixed. I just put some poisoned meat under the wagon, so for the first time that dog goes out, he'll smell the meat, eat it up, and go away and die someplace. He'll be snoopy for the last time. Lorenz, one smart fellow, what do you think?
Lorenz, you can't do that.
Why not?
Well, that boy worships his dog.
Yeah, well, I don't. And you keep out of this, Steve.
But...
Listen, Decker. I kept you out of plenty of trouble. If it wasn't for me, you'd spend the rest of your life in jail, and you know it.
I know, Loren. And I appreciate it.
But that's all right. When this dog is found dead, be sure you keep your mouth shut.